I think that it is strange that the president would assume that anybody would believe that at all, because the First Lady has made a lot of maneuvers, has been repositioning herself. The conference last year of ZANU-PF clearly positioned her for that, for the position of vice president at the very least, by requesting that the women's quota within ZANU-PF presidium be respected, or at least that measures be taken to put that back into effect. So it is very clear that the First Lady is positioning herself for a greater role politically, and that role is not very far from the presidium.
He says that those angling to succeed him should back off, because he's still there and fulfilling the mandate that he was elected for in 2013. What say you?
I think that that is old say for the president. He said that for a very long time, and I know that he has no option but to say that, you know, that to remain relevant and to look less like a dark horse, somebody who's waiting to leave. And I think it also serves a very good purpose for the First Lady, who is his wife, if she wanted to take over, to sort of call off the contest. And while this contest is called over, it will give the First Lady some more time to reconsolidate and build herself up to take over. So I think that I expect him to say that, so that it strengthens the First Lady's position, but also say that so that it strengthens his own position in power right now, because he's been looking more like a dark horse, really.